Welcome to Startup Stories with your host Ankit, where we dive into the journeys of innovative entrepreneurs and the companies they've brought to life against all odds. Today, we're telling the tale of Jim Snedeker, the visionary CEO and co-founder of Stock Manufacturing Company, a uniform and workwear provider that has woven its success into the fabric of America's heartland, Chicago. Imagine walking into a restaurant where the ambiance is not just set by the decor, but also by the staff, dressed impeccably in custom uniforms that tell a story of elegance and attention to detail. This is the narrative Jim and his co-founders, Tim Tierney and Mike Moriarty, began writing in 2012. Starting as a high-end, direct-to-consumer menswear brand, they quickly pivoted when opportunity knocked in the form of a Michelin-starred restaurant's request for custom uniforms. This was the spark that ignited a shift towards B2B uniform manufacturing, a path that has led them to a staggering $3.4 million in revenue last year. But the journey was not a straight runway to success. It involved pop-up markets, manufacturing local to Chicago, and a keen eye for quality at an affordable price. The initial product launch, a humble collection of ties, pocket squares, and button-down shirts sold at a pop-up market, hinted at the potential of their business model. The Stock Manufacturing Company's story is one of resilience and adaptability, with a pivot from D2C to B2B that has dressed employees from prestigious restaurants to commercial real estate giants. The launch was no overnight sensation. It was a decade-long marathon, with the first website costing in the five figures and a funding journey that scraped together just over $200,000. The skills honed in the D2C space laid the groundwork for breaking into custom uniforms, simplifying their product line to staples like Oxford and Chambray shirts, reducing options, and streamlining the decision-making process for clients. Then came the test of their mettle, the COVID-19 pandemic, which brought the hospitality industry to its knees. But Stock Manufacturing Company didn't just survive, they thrived. By turning a t-shirt fundraiser into a viral campaign, they managed to sell $300,000 worth of merchandise in 3 weeks, donating over $125,000 to restaurant employees. This goodwill paved the way for their next venture, cloth masks, which doubled their revenue from 2019 to 2020, allowing them to reinvest in their core business. Today, Stock Manufacturing Company is a testament to the power of quality products and word-of-mouth marketing. With a team that's as dedicated as their CEO, they've seen growth from $700,000 in 2019 to $3.4 million in 2023, all while maintaining a 50% gross margin and a lean operational model. Jim's advice to fellow entrepreneurs? Simplify and reduce friction for customers. His story is one of learning from mistakes, such as a misguided attempt at a sample factory, and using those lessons to refine their business model. The future looks bright, with plans to hire sales expertise in the hospitality uniform space. If you're inspired by the story of Stock Manufacturing Company and the tenacity of Jim and his team, remember that every great venture starts with a single step, a simple product, and the courage to pivot when necessary. Take action, simplify your approach, and who knows, the next startup story we tell could be yours. Stay tuned for more tales of ingenuity and perseverance on Startup Stories. Like always, more information is available in the description about today's startup story. Do check it out. Please follow and subscribe to my podcast. Subscribing and following my podcast might seem like a small gesture, but to me, it's a lifeline. It's a bridge that connects us, allowing us to bring more stories, more laughs, and more moments of startup stories into our lives. This simple action, which comes at no cost to you, is invaluable to me. It helps me in ways that are hard to articulate, ensuring that I can continue to create content. See you in the next episode. Have a great day.